From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, welcome back to the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. You're listening through voanews.id or our application RRI Play Go. And we from the Voice of Indonesia will be bringing you more information about Indonesia. Like the first one is the news, so stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesia will need an investment worth 3.779 trillion rupiah instead of 3.461 trillion rupiah projected earlier to address climate change and reduce carbon dioxide emissions by 2030. This was affirmed by Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati during an online discussion on Wednesday. As reported by Antara News Agency, she said that it is an extraordinary high number and that's only for needs in Indonesia. She also noted Indonesia will need an investment worth $365 billion with the government's contribution pledge at 26%. She further remarked that this is an extraordinary amount. She added that if Indonesia wants to reduce carbon dioxide even higher by up to 41%, the investment requirements will reach $479 billion. Indonesian Minister for Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi discussed cooperation in the health sector with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on the first day of a strategic dialogue between both nations in Washington, D.C. In the long run, Indonesia is also seeking to cooperate with the U.S., especially in the area of developing COVID-19 vaccine using the mRNA technology and strengthening the global health resilience systems. In a written statement released on Wednesday, Minister Retno Marsudi explained that the long-term cooperation is important to reduce the global gap in access of COVID-19 vaccine and drug, as well as to take precautionary measures against a potential pandemic in the future. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Minister Retno commended the U.S. cooperation with Indonesia and its support during the pandemic. So far, the U.S. has donated over 8 million COVID-19 vaccine doses of Moderna to Indonesia under the dose-sharing mechanism through the COVAX facility. Digital transformation is essential to realize an inclusive and sustainable economic transformation in Indonesia by 2045. This was remarked by Minister of National Development Planning, Suharto Monoarfa, during an online discussion on Wednesday. As quoted by Antara News Agency, he explained that when drafting a national medium-term development plan, there are several major points that Indonesia must overcome. There are regulation, institution, human resources quality, infrastructure development, and the digitalization availability in the country. He also noted that digital infrastructure is vital for bringing about an economic transformation as all countries, including Indonesia, have witnessed many changes across sectors due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Spokesperson of the Ministry of Communication and Informatics, Kominfo, Dedi Permadi, confirmed that his side will work towards further developing and expanding the Peduli Lindungi application to address the COVID-19 pandemic. As reported by Antara News Agency on Wednesday, Permadi explained that the Kominfo Ministry will continue to develop the Peduli Lindungi application for the purpose of health surveillance by the government. Furthermore, he revealed that one of the features developed is the scan QR code in public facilities. These features can be used to streamline the search for Peduli Lindungi application users exposed to COVID-19. He further stated that the feature can now be used in Bali, and communication is currently underway with related parties for other regions to avail it. Permadi also elaborated that the scan QR code feature is available to use for check-in purposes at the public facilities, such as shopping centers, offices, airports, and worship places. Let's move on to the international news. The World Health Organization, WHO, has called for a suspension on booster vaccine for COVID-19 until at least the end of September. As quoted by BBC.com, Chief of the WHO, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said that a pause would allow for at least 10% of the population in every country to be vaccinated. A number of nations, including Israel and Germany, have announced plans to administer it. But Dr. Tedros has warned poorer nations are falling behind. According to WHO, low-income countries have only been able to administer 1.5 doses for every 100 people due to a lack of supply. He also said that there needs to be a reversal and that the majority of vaccines should go to lower-income countries. A 20-year-old U.S. Navy sailor has been identified as a prime suspect charged with starting a fire that destroyed the USS Bonhomme Richard warships in 2020. As quoted by BBC.com, a newly unsealed search warrant shared by U.S. media claims seaman Ryan Sawyer Mays had a grudge against the Navy. Mr. Mays has denied any wrongdoing. Three firefighting stations on the amphibious warship were also possibly sabotaged, according to the warrant. The fire injured 40 sailors and 23 civilians in San Diego, California. It began on July 12, 2020 and took 4 days to contain. The Navy has since decided to decommission and scrap the ship due to the damage. The Health Minister of Brazil stated on Wednesday that Brazil has had 4,716 new cases of the novel coronavirus reported in the past 24 hours and 1,175 deaths from COVID-19. As reported by Reuters.com, the South American country has now registered more than 20 million cases since the pandemic began, while the official death toll has risen to more than 500,000, according to ministry data. In the world's third worst outbreaks outside the United States and India, and its second deadliest. That was the news.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Terima kasih Indonesiaku, negeri kita bersama. Belah dada kita, letakkan Garuda di dada kita, yang mengucur darah merah putih Indonesia.
17 Agustus tahun 45, itulah hari kemerdekaan kita. Hari merdeka, nusa dan bangsa, hari lahirnya bangsa Indonesia.
Indonesia is one of the greatest archipelagic countries in the world. Therefore, it needs a strong military to protect its sovereignty. Besides possessing advanced weaponry, Indonesia also holds joint military training with other countries to improve the national military in terms of tactics, weapon use, and personnel skills. To realize it, the Indonesian National Army held a joint military training with the U.S. in three locations, namely Batu Raja, South Sumatra, Amborawang, East Kalimantan, and Makalisung, North Sulawesi. The training, dubbed Garuda Shield 15 or year 2021, was held on August 1st until the 14th, 2021. Quoted from Kompas.com, Indonesian National Army Chief of Staff General Andika Perkasa and the Commanding General of United States Army Pacific General Charles A. Flynn opened a joint training in South Sumatra on Wednesday. General Andika Perkasa in his remarks said, the 15th Garuda Shield 2021 was the biggest training in the history of Indonesia-US military cooperation. Meanwhile, based on the information from the U.S. Embassy, the joint military training aims to strengthen U.S.-Indonesia main defense partnership and increase cooperation in supporting the free and open Indo-Pacific. The U.S. also believes that a Garuda Shield 2021 could give a very good opportunity for professional and cultural exchange that strengthen two countries' partnership through joint education and training. The first Garuda Shield in 2009 aimed to tighten bilateral relations and was a realization of defense diplomacy to strengthen the two countries' military. Besides the U.S., Indonesia also held joint military training with neighboring countries such as Malindo, held with Malaysia, that often involve other countries, namely Singapore, Australia, or other ASEAN countries. Again, it aims to build strategic cooperation and partnership with various countries. With any country, this military training or this joint military training is expected to improve the alertness and personnel skills of Indonesian military in facing any possibilities and any external security threats.
Full Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Listener, today in history starts with the event on August 5, 1960, the independence of Burkina Faso. Burkina Faso, formerly known as Upper Volta, is a country in West Africa. During the kingdom times, Burkina Faso was named the Mossi Kingdom, which was later colonized by France and became a protectorate state. On 11 December 1958, Upper Volta became a republic and joined the Franco-African Society. The country gained independence on August 5, 1960. In 1984, the country changed its name to Burkina Faso. Next event was in 1962, when Hotel Indonesia was inaugurated. Hotel Indonesia is the first five-star hotel built in Indonesia. The hotel was inaugurated on August 5, 1962 by First President of the Republic of Indonesia, Sukarno, to welcome the four Asian Games in 1962. The Hotel Indonesia building was designed by a famous architect, Abel Sorensen, and his wife, Wendy, from the United States. This hotel has the slogan, a dramatic symbol of three nations working together. This hotel was designated as a cultural heritage by the Special Capital Region of Jakarta in 1993. The last event of August 5 was in 1971, when the Pacific Islands Forum was founded. The Pacific Islands Forum is an organization consisting of countries in the Pacific. The organization was founded in 1971 as the South Pacific Forum. In 1999, the organization changed its name to Pacific Islands Forum. Currently, the Pacific Islands Forum has 13 member countries, including Australia, New Zealand, and Papua New Guinea. This organization aims to increase cooperation among countries in the Pacific Ocean region. Its headquarters are in Suva, Fiji. Well, listener, that was Student History read by Ahmad Faisal.
Betapa ku suka padamu, hingga tak kuasa ku menahan kelakuanku. Berdebar keras hatiku ini setiap ku lihat kau berdiri di hadapanku. Apa yang harus ku I'm
are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, on voanews.id or application RRI Play Go. The next one will be by Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Papua Natural Resource Conservation Center, BBKSDA, has received the third animal translocation from Jakarta and Yogyakarta recently. Head of the Papuan BPKSDA, Edward Semirin, in a press release in Jayapura on Sunday, appreciated the Jakarta and Yogyakarta BPKSDA because some of the translocated animals are Papuan endemic, namely lesser bird of paradise or Cendrawasi and New Guinea crocodile. Semirin also said that his side is fully responsible to return them to their habitats. These animals have important roles in nature, so they must be let free instead of being locked in a cage. According to Sembiring, the Papua Natural Resource Conservation Center will not stop asking everyone to save the Papuan endemic animals before they become extinct. The animal translocation is still a part of the road to National Natural Conservation Day 2021. All 55 translocated animals are healthy, free from avian influenza, and they have passed PCR and serological test. Yogyakarta translocated 25 animals consisting of two double wattled casuaris, 20 pig noses turtles, 2 New Guinean crocodiles, and 1 lesser bird of paradise. Meanwhile, Jakarta Natural Resources Conservation Center translocated 30 animals, namely 5 black cape lories, 2 palm cockatoos, 1 dusky lory, 1 lesser bird of paradise, 1 green, 3 python, 11 New Guinea snake neck turtles, and 9 pig nose turtles. Previously, Director General for Natural Resources and Ecosystem Conservation, Wiratno, said that everyone shares the responsibility to preserve nature and the biodiversities inside. He gave the highest appreciation for everyone who has worked hard, sincerely, and smart in the conservation sector.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voanews.id.
Pasti berlalu Indonesia.
Wujud apresiasi kami kepada dokter, juru rawat, relawan, TNI, Polri, dan semua pejuang kemanusiaan di garda terdepan yang menghadapi pandemi COVID-19. Kalian adalah pahlawan sejati.
Jaga titiara.
Well, listener, more information about Indonesia is coming up shortly. For example, it is an information about Indonesian tourism or maybe the local wisdom of Indonesian people. Next, Indonesian Wonder.
If someone visit Polewali Bandar Regency in West Sulawesi, they are recommended to try to enjoy one of its special foods, namely Gola Kumbu. The typical snack is sweet and sticky. The main ingredients of the typical food are glutinous rice, young coconut, roasted peanuts, and brown sugar. When it has been processed, Gola Kumbu is wrapped in dry banana leaves. With its uniqueness, Gola Kumbu can last a long time even though it does not use preservatives. When eaten, Gola Kumbu gives a sweet taste sensation and also a savory taste from peanuts and grated coconuts. It tastes even more delicious when accompanied by a glass of fresh tea or a coffee. During the month of Ramadan, the snack is often served as a complement to the iftar menu because its sweet taste is believed to be able to restore energy after a day of enduring thirst and hunger. Thereby, in the month of fasting, the demand for Gola Kumbu usually increases many times compared to normal days. Gola Kumbu can be found and enjoyed every day at a number of traditional food centers in Polewali, the central government of Ipoh Man. The famous Gola Kumbu production center is in the Boto area, which is on the edge of Ipoh Man Road to Majene. At Boto, Gola Kumbu is sold as a typical Mandar souvenir. It is usually offered to tourists in the forms of plastic wraps containing 8 to 10 small packs. In this one plastic package, sellers usually offer it at a price between 10,000 rupiah to 20,000 rupiah. To attract more buyers, the makers of Gola Kumbu have also started creating their products with durian flavors. This creation is called Bajet Durian, with a higher price than the original Gola Kumbu. Gola Kumbu can also be purchased at the Small and Medium Business Gallery Center, owned by the Office of Industry, Trade and Cooperatives, Polman Regency Government, which is located on Jalan Andi Tepu, Polewali District. The location of the sales centers of SME's product is about 1 km from the Polman Center Market or 5 km from the Tipalayo Main Terminal.
Ada duit, teman-teman pelit, semuanya ngirit.
Well then, listener, the next one will be an information about Indonesia. Well, mostly it's about innovation. The next one is miscellany.
Listeners, a number of Pajajaran University students are trying to help reduce a number of smokers who are addicted to smoking in Indonesia. The effort is in the form of candy innovations or lozenges. If smokers enjoy the candy, they can get rid of smoking addiction. The students are Rifki Adia Pratama, Chemistry, Tiara Zahra Safira, Accounting, Endang Juliansyah, Chemistry, Iis Kurniasi, Chemistry, and Kevin Reza Reynanta, Business Administration, as well as Supervisor Lecturers Rani Maharani, PhD. This team succeeded in making candy that contains citizens or a natural compound that can reduce nicotine addiction in smokers. According to Rifki, the innovation is based on the results of the team's search, which found that Indonesia's smoking prevalence rate ranks 7th in the world, with a smoking rate of 39.90%. The team is also trying to find a solution to reduce the death rate due to smoking in Indonesia. One of them is by looking for natural compounds that can reduce nicotine addiction in the brain. From the search results, it was found that the natural compound citizen has the ability to bioactivate to prevent the binding of nicotine to receptors in the brain. Rifki explained that nicotine is an addictive that is able to bind the receptors in the brain. The impact of the binding of nicotine to the receptors is to cause an opiate effect. Based on the result of existing studies, citizen has the ability to bind the receptors in the brain 7 times stronger than nicotine. Thus, there is more citizen bound in the brain than nicotine. It will be able to reduce the effects of smoking addiction in smokers. Citizen compound itself is already popular in a European continent as a therapy to reduce cigarette addiction. In fact, this compound has been organically synthesized and widely traded in tablet form. Unfortunately, it is still not popular in Indonesia. Rifki further explains that the team looked for natural ingredients containing citizen compounds. Assisted by a supervisor, the team found research results that citizen extract could be obtained from the genus Laburnum or golden chain tree in sufficient quantities. Then the team had the idea to formulate the citizen into candy or lozenges. The selection of lozenges was based on the results of a study describing the side effects of citizen tablets sold in Europe. The effect felt by consumers when taking these tablets are nausea and the feeling of wanting to vomit. Rifki also pointed out that the team chose the type of lozenges with a chewy texture rather than a solid crystal texture. To avoid nausea, the team also combined it with fruit flavors. It aims to increase sensation in the mouth so the smokers can have a psychological alternative in the mouth that is able to divert activity in the mouth from the desire to smoke. The lozenges product is given the name Cocro, which is a syllable reversal of the morpheme Roco, or in English mean cigarette. Rifke explained that changing the syllables in cigarette to Cocro has the hope that this product will be able to restore human health to how it used to be before smoking addiction. The citizen content in Cocro is adjusted to the content in citizen tablets sold in Europe, which is 1.5 milligrams. Therefore, the consumption of Cocro has its own dose. In addition, Cocro can also be consumed by non-smokers or passive smokers, mainly to avoid nicotine in the body. The Cocro product was developed as a form of implementation of the student creativity program. This product was successfully funded by the Directorate General of Higher Education for the category of Student Creativity Program Entrepreneurship. The plan for Candy Cocro will be launched in early August. That's Miss Seleni.
Janganlah setiap hari. Jaga selalu jarakmu ketika kita berinteraksi. Oh. Ingat-ingatlah jaga kesehatan, jaga kebersihan. Sementara jangan berjabat tangan demi kebaikan keamanan kita bersama. Marilah bersatu padu, stop penyebaran virus corona. Tetap tenang, tidak panik, tingkatkan kewaspadaan. Marilah kita berjuang, cegah penyebaran virus corona. Pasti bisa melewati, hadapi ini semua. Jangan kau sebar berita hoax yang tak jelas. Ikuti saja semua anjuran pemerintah. Bekerja, belajar, dan beribadah di rumah.
Voice Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
We have been giving you so many information and also so many songs from Indonesia. The next one will be a song, but there's a little bit information about it. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Music Corner. Today, I'm going to present you a song by Katon Bagaskara. Katon Bagaskara is known as the vocalist of the Club Project along with two of his colleagues, Lilo and Adi. With Club Project, Katon has produced many albums and single hits, but as a solo singer, Katon has also released several albums. Katon's first album as a soloist was titled Katon Bagaskara. The album with the same name made Dinda Dimana and Negeri Di Atas Awan hit. The song Negeri Di Atas Awan was re-released by Priska and Delon. The song composed by Katon Bagaskara and his brother Andre Manika refers to the Mount Dieng area in the highland of Banjarnegara Regency, Central Java. When the fog is thick, the highland is like a village in the clouds. Listener, here is Negeri Di Atas Awan by Katon Bagaskara.
Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.